Maybe we could begin by you telling me a little bit about the community in which you grew up and about the people you grew up with.
Well, I grew up here in James City, and I'm not too far from where I was born.
Okay.
The community is the same, but the older people that I remember, majority of them is dead.
Right.
But it's a few still living, but it's not just, it's just a few.
Mm-hmm.
So, all I can remember that I grew up here, and my father and mother, they had a grocery store.
Oh, they did.
They, and my daddy truck farmed right down here at Leeville.
Right, okay.
He and my uncle, they had a truck farm. And I had a grocery store here in James City,
mm-hmm.
one in Newbern.
Right, okay.
And for a while, till he got sick, after the banks and everything closed, then he started taxing. He taxed years ago.
Taxied? Oh, okay.
He had a tax. He taxed it from Newbern to James City. And he had a grocery store. And the one in Newbern, my mother and him, in fact, she was the one that run it in Newbern. And in James City, my uncle run it right up the road here.
Right, okay.
He run that one. So they truck farmed and sold vegetables here in Newbern to the grocery stores.
Okay.
And when I was young, I used to go to, sell the vegetables, you know, go around the street, little poor wagon,
right, right,
put
right.
it from over here to
uh-huh,
Newbern,
uh-huh.
and I would set it around the street
right.
to from house to house. And after that, we took orders from Rick's store and different stores in Newbern and all, and we delivered. Gathered and go out in the morning, first thing in the morning, and like string beans and stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
we would take it and deliver it.
Right, right.
And so in the winter time, we in the fall of the year raised collards.
Okay.
Collards and, you know, fall vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to still, after years, I used to go to school right out here.
This
okay. The, first we went to sort of like up in Brownsville, they had something like a hall, and the people, the children used to go, had a private, sort of, you call it a yeah, private, old man, Mr. Sawyer.
Mm-hmm.
He used to teach us, that was before I was old enough to go to public school.
Right.
So when the public school, they built this school down here,
mm-hmm.
that was the first school, public school, James City had.
Right, okay. So before that, people were going to school, there was somebody who was teaching privately here?
Yeah,
oh, okay.
It's the old man, he used to be a sawyer.
Okay.
And when it comes to the public school, this was the first public school that James City had.
Okay.
That I know, it was, they say they had one years ago back in, you know, before I was born.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But anyway, this was the first school that I ever, when I was 6 years old or seven, this was the first school,
right.
public school. I think I've been in first grade to this school right here, out here in James City. So, it ain't too much. My mother, she used to, in the old James City, this ain't the old James City over there.
Okay.
And the community there, my mother, I always lived in this community over here where you got the bypass.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That was our home set right there,
right.
in the middle of that.
Right. And that was considered Old James City, or?
This to Scott Creek Bridge.
Okay.
From the Newbern Bridge to Scott Creek Bridge, that was supposed to be James City.
Okay.
All that area was James City. And when you cross Scott Creek Bridge coming over this side, they had a community, this was Brownsville.
Mm-hmm.
Over here was Meadowville.
Oh, okay.
Over there was, that was Meadowville, this was Graysville.
Okay.
So the little community, this wasn't James City.
Right.
This wasn't County James City. James City was supposed to be over there from Scott, from Newbern Bridge to Scott.
Right.
Creek.
But it was on this side of, it was still on this side of the river.
It was on, James City was on Neuse and Trent.
Okay. But and along?
On both sides.
Okay.
On Neuse and Trent.
And it was right along the water?
The what?
Right along the water, along the river?
Yeah, the whole place, the whole community, the old James City.
Right.
Cleaned out to Madame Melania, whoever called that.
Okay.
From there, the old mills, they had mills on it, but mm-hmm. people, the men worked at the mill, and people worked, the women mostly work out in service for mm-hmm. for $2-3.
Right.
A week,
mm-hmm.
and as I growed older, my father lost his health, and so he still, up until he died, he truck farmed and taxed until he died in 1940.
Right.
So my mother and the old James City, she used to, they didn't have a, she had a cow,
mm-hmm.
and she would take the milk and
right.
sell it mm-hmm. to the people in James City.
Right.
Take it, and I'd go with them to round these different people's houses and right. sell the milk.
Right. Right.
So, all in all, the whole thing, James City and Brown. Now they say this is James City, but this is
right.
always was Brownsville, mm-hmm. Meadowsville, and
right.
Grayville.
Now, when you talk about these different places, what were they like? Were they small communities or
just like it is now?
Okay.
Only it was more people. The people that was there then, the majority of them is dead.
Right.
And these are the grandchildren and great grands
mm-hmm. okay.
that's living here
right.
now. But this place has always been just like it is now.
So quite thickly populated?
Yeah.
Okay. And but what
And James City was populated thicker than over here.
Okay.
Over here, the people would, they was buying a lot, leaving, they were treating them like they had to leave James City. And a lot of people was trying to buy lots and build
over here?
House over
okay.
here.
Okay.
In Brownsville.
Okay.
So, the biggest majority was in old James City.
Right.
Most of the people. So they started building, buying these lots from Meadowson.
Right.
And building their own house.
Mm-hmm. And when did that change come? When did people start doing that?
Well, when was it? About the late 30s.
Okay.
It was in the 30s, I think, because they built a school in the 20, I think it was in 29 or something like that, wasn't it? And James City was thickly populated
right.
in the 30s.
Right. And why were people having to leave?
Well, why they were having to leave, because the people said they didn't, see, the way I understood it from old people years ago, at James City in the Civil War,
mm-hmm.
that the federal government
right.
give James City to the black people,
right.
the black soldiers,
mm-hmm. okay.
because they fought with the federal.
Right.
And they were supposed, this was, they if they come to James City, they were free,
right.
slaves. And so people that could make it from the other parts of the state and other places,
right.
they would come to James
okay.
City.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when they come to James City, they were supposed to be free.
Right.
Well, they build their homes with what material they had.
Mm-hmm.
And as the people come, they build up their home. But why they had to move is because the people, white people,
right.
said that the property didn't belong to them.
Okay.
The first they started wanting to charge them rent.
Mm-hmm, okay.
And so, the people fought against paying rent.
Right.
So, because they figured it was their own home.
Right, right.
So then they couldn't get them out that way. So what they did, they wouldn't let them fix up the home.
Mm-hmm.
And you stay there, but the homes would go down.
Right.
But you actually, and at the time, you'd had to move. So they forced them out like that.
Right, right. Now, Was it because, did people not have a deed to the land, or was, can you remember?
Well, I don't know. Oh, okay. I'm just getting it from the old people.
Right, right. Right.
People that come here, some of their parents, some of them were born right in slavery. That I used to talk when I was young. I used to love to go sit and talk with people, old people like that, and talk about slavery and what they had to do.
Right.
But the majority of the people, they had to, you know, had to try to build what they could. And so when they started to force them out, a lot of people stayed there. Now, Grace's grandmama stayed there. She was some of the last ones to leave James
City. Really? Okay.
And a lot of people just didn't believe that they had a right to take it from them.
Right, right.
So all this new stuff about it belonged to somebody else, I don't know nothing about that. I just got all my information from old slave people.
Right, right. Now, how about the communities like Brownsville? Were those communities founded by Civil War soldiers as well, black soldiers?
What?
You lived in Brownsville, is that right?
This is Brownsville. Yeah. What they did, Meadows, I think Meadows, as far as I know, they bought the property from Meadows. The Meadows had a fertilizer factory down there in the town. But all this land, most of all this land was owned by Meadows.
Okay.
So the people, they sold it in lots.
Okay.
And the people, I think they sold it for about $100, $200 a lot. So whatever they paid for the lot, they would structure the mill was out there. People would get lumber from the mill and black cottons or whatever. And build a house. So that's how these people bought these lots and built these houses.
Now, did Brownsville exist as a town before those people started to buy those lots, the people pushed out from James City?
I don't think that, as I can remember, it was just a few houses.
Right.
Now, my family, my father come from Leesville, up here. And a lot of people bought the lots, you know, and stayed there for the first people out of James City.
Right, okay.
There was a little community of a few people that bought lots.
Right.
And then after they started to get putting the pressure on them in the old James City, then the people started to find the lots over here.
Now, were they all black people who lived here originally?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. And all these other
people? Only white people that live in old James City were the people near the mill.
Okay.
Surrounding the mill, the mills, and the rest of the people was all black.
Right, and that was a lumber mill, right?
Yeah. It was two of them, two mills, and then they had another mill, three mills all together on the noose. Is that the noose over there?
It's a Trent.
It was two mills on that side on Trent. It was one.
Right.
One mill.
Okay.
And that's where black people worked to these mills.
Right.
And if they wait, a lot of them bought the property over here and built a house. That's where this generated from.
Now, what do you know about your own family? Do you remember your grandparents?
No, I remember my grandfather. See, my grandfather, he was from Wilmington, North Carolina. He never lived here.
Okay.
My mother's and my grandmother and grandfather on my father's side, they were there before I was born.
Right. Now, and they came from Leesville, is that right?
My father's family was from Leesville.
Right.
Down here.
Where were grandma from?
Grandma's
people.
Huh?
Where were your grandmother's people from?
All right here.
Right,
my grandmother's family right in James City.
Oh, okay.
In
Halifax County.
Can I speak?
Sure.
You remember you talk about grandma's people in Halifax County?
Well, see, my mother, that's what I was getting to.
Okay.
My mother's family come from Halifax County. And they were, my grandmother on my mother's side was the English white lady.
Oh, she, your grandmother?
My mother's, my great-grandmama.
Right,
my mama's grandmama. And her her father, grandfather, was an Indian chief.
Okay.
So my mother's people that wasn't here in Newport. Right. They were in Halifax County, mm-hmm. and her father's people in
right.
Wilmington,
right.
North Carolina.
Right.
That's where she was born, in Wilmington, North Carolina.
Now, did you ever hear stories about this great grandmother or your grandfather?
Yeah, I went up there. My mother took me up there.
Right.
I know a lot of my relatives
right,
on
right.
my mother's side.
Now, were they Halawa Indians?
Huh?
Were they Halawa Indians?
What?
Cherokee.
Cherokee.
That's yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Up in Halifax County, mm-hmm. and all of her people were half white, half Indian,
yeah.
and then they married black
right.
people,
right.
you know,
right.
and mixed it up. But
yeah.
the background of my mother, her mother was half Indian, half white, and she was some of the first missionaries to
right.
come to, my grandmama
uh-huh.
was a missionary to come to James City with Miss, what is the Miss
Catherine?
Catherine? Rena and Miss Carrie.
Okay.
They were the white missionaries that come here.
Okay.
And shortly after they come, my grandmama come.
Oh, okay.
And she brought Mama. Mama was 2 years old
okay.
when they brought her here.
Now
and
what?
My mother died
okay.
when she was 2 years old with malaria.
Okay.
She didn't believe in doctors,
right.
so she wouldn't take medicine and stuff, so
right.
she died.
Right.
And Miss, what is the lady's name?
Catherine Midget.
She was the cook for the people. And so she took Mama and adopted her.
Okay.
This was a black lady.
Okay. Now this was your mother's mother.
She died.
Yeah, and she brought your mother here from Halifax
when she was
County.
2 years.
Okay.
From Wilmington,
okay.
When she was 2 years
okay.
old. My grandfather was a preacher and he was in okay. Wilmington.
All right.
And she was a missionary.
Okay. Now back to Halifax County for a minute. You said your great grandmother was a white woman, is that right?
She was an
yeah.
Englishman.
Yeah. Now did they ever was she white, your great-grandmother?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did people ever talk about that? Because usually you hear about people having grandfathers who are white, you know, slave
well,
owners.
Up to Halifax County, the old people, they all are dead now, but my aunt, my mother's grandmama's aunt, sisters mm-hmm. and things,
right.
I met them.
Right.
And she looked just like an Indian chief,
right.
with a nose and dressed
okay.
like all of them had long,
right.
straight.
Right.
Hair and all of them wasn't look like Indians, they looked like hair white.
Right.
They were
right,
white.
Right.
They had a real
yeah.
white complexion.
Yeah. And now that English woman, she married the Indian? Is
she
that
married
right?
the Indian.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Indian chief.
Right, okay.
He all was right. a chief.
All right.
And that's all I could hear when I was in Halifax when Mama took me up there and I was
right.
small. And I met all of my relatives, and I was the darkest person in
right.
the whole family up
right.
there, everybody.
Yeah. Yeah.
And right now you go up there and meet them, they all
right. yeah.
mixed up right.
yeah.
So a lot of them in Halifax is still there, but
right.
my great aunts,
mm-hmm.
and I met all of them, my great uncle.
Mm-hmm.
Tell them their names. Do you remember their names?
Lisha was one of my great aunts, Melicia Silver. And what is my, when
your
you
uncle,
ask me
uncle
right
Lemon.
Off, I can't think of the
uncle
name.
Uncle Lemon?
Uncle Lemon?
Lemon?
Huh?
Was it
uncle Lemon.
Okay.
That was my great uncle. And Queen Aunt Queen,
okay.
that was my great aunt.
Mm-hmm.
And I had another great uncle, I can't call his name, but he was the one that looked just like a Indian himself.
Right, okay.
There were two brothers and my mother, grandmama, and two more
right.
sisters.
Right, right.
So all in all, I think it was five of the children. Oh, my mother's great. Mm-hmm. But my great.
Right. Now, you said your mother came, your grandmother came here as a missionary?
Yeah, yes. Here in James City.
What kind of mission work was she doing here? Do you know?
Well, far as I know, she was teaching the Bible and
right.
teaching the school. The place where they had up in James City, it was in James City where the missionary had the school.
Right.
Okay. And they would teach children, little children, you know, like the alphabet and
right.
stuff, and teach them the Bible and stuff, okay. far as I know.
Right.
Because that was years ago, but it was still Miss Frances Dudley, Reverend Dudley's wife. She still, when I grew up, in all them years, she still, the place had the little chairs, some of the little chairs and things
right.
they used way back there right. for the chairs.
Now, on your mother's side of the family back in Halifax County, were they slaves? I know there were a lot of free people up there.
I never heard tell them they
okay.
were slaves. They owned their own land
right.
and everything
okay.
up there.
Okay.
I don't think they were never slaves.
Okay.
And up to the day I went there, they owned oodles of land.
Really?
And their children is still on
right.
it now.
Yeah.
See, they mostly had Indians
yeah.
and whites in that area.
Right.
So I think that might have made
Don't
it.
Forget now, Halifax was
rubbish. Right.
About one of the rubbish places I've been.
I was just up there. okay. Now, your father's people, what do you know about them?
Well, all I know is my father's mother. All her family was up here in James City.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. They were in Old James City, and then they moved from Old James City. All I can remember, my great uncle, Josh Oden. That
mm-hmm.
was my grandmother's, on my father's side brother.
Mm-hmm.
And all her, they were down here, but down in Leesville. Although my grandfather, before that, I know they said he lived there, and the Fords is still down there.
Right.
It's frustrating. Fords all over here.
Could I say something?
Sure.
I don't know if you're aware. There's of the sections.
Mm-hmm.
Leesville is on the other side of this mall.
Where the shopping
okay.
mall?
The shopping mall.
Okay.
That
I
would have been Leesville area,
all
going
right.
from the shopping mall on down.
Okay.
That was mostly the black people in this
all
area of
black
Brownsville, Graysville. Leesville.
Okay.
That was their farm area.
Mm-hmm.
So when you hear her mention
put
about
that
Leesville,
down, it's up.
When you mention about Leesville
mm-hmm.
and Brownsville and
yeah.
Graysville
mm-hmm.
and Meadowsville, those are the sections that is the new James City.
Okay.
Now.
Right.
The old James City is the historical part that they settle in. So when you hear people
right.
talk, they are speaking about this section that
right.
is right in the area that
right.
was owned by the,
right.
all the blacks over
okay.
here now.
Okay.
It was taken by the highways
right.
and byways and
right.
separated all that. So that's what she's speaking. It's right
mm-hmm.
in the same vicinity.
Right, right.
But it extends all the way past,
okay.
way past the mall, all the way down to the car dealerships and all.
Okay.
There's a lot of black people still there.
They're still
there.
Pushed
yeah.
in the back.
They
right.
own their own property.
Own their property.
Right.
All
okay.
of that land.
Right. Now, when you were growing up, What did people in James in Old James City do for a living? Were they farming, doing truck farming as well, or were they?
No, most of the people in James City worked to the mill.
Oh, right, okay.
And most of the women that worked, they worked out in white people's houses.
Right. Now, did they go over to New Bern to do that, or did they? Could they
what?
Stay to work in people's houses?
Yeah.
They go to New Bern.
New Bern.
Okay. Now you said when you were growing up that you liked to talk to the old people about slavery.
Yeah.
What kinds of things do you remember them telling you?
Well, they would tell me about how they would the family they had to be sold
right.
when they were little children. They take them from the parents
right.
and sell them like you sell a horse or
mm-hmm,
thing.
Mm-hmm.
Sell people like that.
Right.
And then they, if they didn't do what they say, they whoop them just like they were children. And
right.
They say there was, it was some people had some good masters.
Mm-hmm.
They call them masters.
Right.
And some of them had just didn't care what happened to them.
Right.
All they wanted, the money. Mm-hmm. And they would have to go out there and work and slave. And then if they, I hate to say this, but they said when they had young girls,
right,
like young girls, when the girls grow to misses, mm-hmm. that like the master had right. a son or something, they would make him go with this
right.
black girl. And that's why so many different color
right. Right.
Of children.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But they used to tell me all of that, and they said some of them didn't even, some of the children never know their parents, because
right.
the parents, when they were born, they sell them.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't know who were the parents, who the parents was, nothing. Because
right.
they were so young, they didn't, couldn't remember.
Mm-hmm.
And they said when they come to James City, a lot of them died on the way trying
right.
to get here.
Right.
But them that got here, they made their homes.
Right. So people knew about James City, the ex-slaves knew about it to come here?
Yeah.
Okay.
They would try to get from South Carolina, different places
right.
to get here to Newport.
Uh-huh.
They say they would come and try to get
yeah.
to come here okay. where they could be free.
Right.
This was even before, even before emancipation.
Right, okay.
They had heard about this
okay.
area, because the Civil War was fought in this area.
Right.
And they sort of just took over, they gave up and
mm-hmm.
went away. And so this was the area that the soldiers, the Union, had settled in.
Right.
And many of them, from what I understand, would follow the Union in
right.
to New Bern, and that's how the word spread back.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, behind the lines.
Right.
Right.
Okay. Now, on your father's side of the family, were there any people who remembered slavery on his side? Any, do you know whether on your father's side people were
well,
slaves?
Well, there were too many of my family on my father's
okay.
side that I know well.
Mm-hmm.
But when I growed up, it was cousins, but it
mm-hmm.
was younger people.
Right.
So out of the older people, I never was close to, you know, my family. My father, what few was living. My
right.
uncle was the only one. I was raised up with my father's brother.
Oh, okay.
He lived right in the house with us.
Mm-hmm.
And he was younger than my father.
Okay.
So
was he a bachelor?
He was a bachelor until he got 50 years old.
Okay.
And then he got married.
Okay.
After he was 50.
Did you tell him about Papa's stores and everything?
Yeah, I told him about that.
Now how did your father and your uncle come to own their land?
Well, what they did, they worked, they got the land, I think, down in Leesville. They paid a little money for it.
Right.
And then from that, they raised vegetables and stuff, and then they bought just turned the money over, how
right.
people do.
Right.
They just used the money for, to get more stuff. So
right.
what they would do, Papa would always save his money, and
right.
when he wanted to buy something, cars, house,
right.
he always saved his money.
Right, right.
And they worked together, the farm, the money come from the farm, they used it, but, you know, stuff was cheap then.
Right.
If you count your pennies, I reckon, you could
mm-hmm.
get more than you could get right now.
Right.
But that's the way he did. He did it. I never knowed my father nor my uncle to work for nobody.
Right.
They always, Papa told me, when they first started out, they worked at the mill about a week or two, a month or so,
right.
till they got a little money, and then they started the farming.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, did he talk about that, about not wanting to work for other people?
He wanted to be his own boss.
Right, right.
And he... And my uncle, they always wait for themselves.
Right,
right. And whatever, Papa was the brain,
mm-hmm.
and they would work together and everything was half and half.
Right.
And when they when my uncle got married, then they divided the property.
Okay.
But the stores, after years, the stores, they give up the stores.
Okay.
But Papa kept the both of them, truck farm, and they, Papa drove taxis till he died.
Now the store that he bought was, now that was right in this area, right in Brownsville, or
one of them was right up here.
Okay.
Not far from where the last street, where the bridge, where the you know down the end of the street down Old Sherbunk Road, that was where one of them his my uncle's house is still there.
Oh, okay.
On the same spot that the store was, and over on in on Broad Street, you know, up
in
where
New,
that,
in
up Broad Street,
or
you know where the funeral parlor, Rivers
Funeral
Parlor.
River,
well, wait now, it comes down.
It's
where that that drugstore
okay.
right there?
Okay,
so, so this was in
there.
This was in New Bern.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
okay.
This is in New
Bern. By Ramada.
I'm trying to tell her where my father's store was in New Bern, grocery store.
Right.
Do you know where? What is that drugstore?
I can't think of the name.
Where you say y'all go to meet that
okay,
shop?
This is a law office right up in
yes.
that section.
Yes, Sun Valley.
Law office.
I think I know,
you know
where you're talking.
They recently built the building.
It's right beside, the I think the lot is still vacant, but it was right there where that church.
Mm-hmm.
See where that church is?
I think I know what you're talking about.
Up in there. Well, it was right up in that section.
Right.
That's where the store was. I remember from a child.
Right. Okay.
That's where the grocery store
didn't
in
they
New
used
Bern
to call it Five Point?
Did no, it's to, up from Five Point.
I know Five Point, but going in that area past Five Point.
No, you're coming up like you're going to Rivers Funeral Park.
Okay.
You know where the church is?
Mm-hmm.
It's a church, right? Where the project is now.
Okay.
You know where the church is there?
Mm-hmm.
The house was sitting, I mean the shop sitting right in that.
Right.
In that section.
Yeah.
I can't put my finger, but it's in, right, I remember that. And the Dixons had a house, that project wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
It was all private homes.
Right.
And Papa Stowe was sitting right in that community, right, all right on Broad Street.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The front of it was right on Broad Street. A two-story building, I remember it.
Now, were there many businesses over on this side of the river and in Brownsville and
in
Old James City? Were there many businesses?
Yeah, in Old James City, that was Amos Williams had a store, and the Davis, old man Davis.
Right.
The post office was in James City, and down to the foot of the bridge, that old bridge, we come across the bridge, Solomon Phillips had a store, grocery store.
And these were all black-owned businesses?
Huh?
These were all black-owned businesses?
Everybody owned their own business.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Right. Now, would you say that your family was a little better off than most in this area when you were growing up?
Well, there was quite a few people kind of, but yeah. I think we had a good life.
Yeah.
We had a nice home,
mm-hmm.
furnished, and
right.
everything. When I grew up, nice,
mm-hmm.
you know, mother
right.
and father. Papa always would try to see that his family was well taken care of.
Right, right.
So, till I got in grown, that's when before I got grown, he provided for us.
Right, right. Okay.
She even
kind
had a
of whatever we do was family, like
right.
vegetables. He,
right.
He raised the vegetables, Uncle Bailey, we helped work it sometime, and then Uncle sell the veggies, we sell the veggies. So we got so good at it, so he bought us a pony. And we had a little pony cart. We go around instead of pulling the pull back,
right.
we had a little pony to ride.
And for selling the vegetables? Or for selling the vegetables?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We had our own little pony cart.
He used to sell them in New Bern, downtown
right.
New Bern, too.
Okay, you went to... Now, what was the difference between New Bern and James City in those days?
Well, between me, I never lived in James City.
In this area, this like
I
in
always lived in this area.
Okay. Well, the difference between living over here on this side of the river and living over in New Bern, what was the difference?
from my part of view, the people over there and the people over here were all the same.
They were all the same.
But some people felt different. Mm-hmm. But to me, it's always James, you know.
Right.
But could I
James say City, and I never.
In my time, I felt that the people in those days lived better over here because
right.
they had farmland.
Yeah.
Over there, it was like almost like a little city
mm-hmm.
that they had to be compensated. You know what I'm saying?
Most James City
were more independent.
Right. Okay.
Blacks.
Right.
Than over there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, they.
Right.
I'm sure some of them had stores, but not the way they did in old, you know, in
yeah.
the olden days.
Right.
Because from what I understand, James City used to supply New Bern
right.
with their fruits and vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
It was like an area that they more or less leaned on. They
right.
them.
Right.
You know? And like my mom says, they had a truck farm and everything, and she would go out. The parents would go out selling vegetables
right.
in New Bern. And I'd love for her to tell you some of the stories, how she would go around selling the vegetables in New Bern to the people.
Right.
Did you want to tell her anything, how you used to sell the vegetables?
I can't tell you.
She wanted to know whether you could tell me some stories about selling vegetables over
when
in New Bern.
When you were a child.
Well, I just told her that, see,
going to
we
school.
Used to sell the vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
Papa would raise the vegetables, and we would sell it to the stores.
Right.
Wholesale prices.
Mm-hmm.
By the bushels, you know, bushel basket, and we raised white potatoes. Everything that you,
right.
they raised now, vegetables, we raised them. And all we didn't sell, we had, we supplied most of the stores in Lubbock
right.
with vegetables,
mm-hmm.
some of the vegetables. And then we turn on top of that, we used to sell it, just like I say, pull vegetables down the street. We used to get up morning, like on Monday morning, we'd get up and go down the field, pick string beans and gather everything that we had to the stove. By the time the stove's open, we'd be ready to put the stuff in the stores.
Okay.
So, and then up until years ago, we used to raised vegetables. Papa died in 40. And when he died, we had a big, nice crop right down your street.
Right.
So we sell vegetables like that. And after then, Mama, she used to raise vegetables. We sell her vegetables
mm-hmm.
after Papa died and everybody. Then she still would try to
right.
keep a little. And my uncle always would, till he died, till he got sick where he couldn't farm.
Right.
He used to sell vegetables.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, in fact, our family always was kind of independent on their own.
Right, right.
We raised our own stuff, sell it,
mm-hmm.
and whatever happened, it was a family business.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
My uncle and my father.
Right. Now, do you remember your father ever having problems getting credit from the bank or from, or,
Well, don't say about the bank.
Tell
Papa
it.
Used to save his money and put it in the bank.
He didn't put it, or he did put it in the bank?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay.
And he lost it in the bank.
Okay, was this in the 30s?
Yeah,
yeah,
every penny he had put all his money that he didn't use,
right.
all his money in the bank.
Mm-hmm.
And they shut the bank up. He didn't get 1 5 cent. The majority of all the black people.
Right.
This Citizen Bank, I look at it all the time. That's where he put
right.
it in, First Citizen.
Right.
He put his money in there, and a lot of my relatives, you know, older people that I know had their life savings
yeah.
in that bank.
Mm-hmm.
They shut the bank up.
Right.
Nobody had a penny.
Right.
So what, Papa had to start from scratch. He didn't believe in no more banks. He went and got him one of these old-fashioned banks, on banks.
Oh, like a safe.
A safe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And put in his house. And from then
right.
on, that's where he, till he died.
Right.
He put his money in that bank.
Mm-hmm.
And Papa said he had so much money, because I know when he died, from the time the bank closed, up until, we know where he took his money, what he accumulated, he didn't believe in insurance.
Right.
He said he could save his money as well as the man could save his fund. So he never believed in insurance.
Mm-hmm.
When he died, we had to get somebody to open the bank. He had money in there to pay off his bills.
Right.
He had money to bury, mm-hmm. I mean a nice barrel.
Right.
And we had enough money to divide up between my uncle, myself, and my sister.
Right.
We all, and he saved that from the time the bank closed up until 1940 when he died. Now you know how much money he had in that Citizens Bank.
Right, right.
Then they said, well, if the people dead, they're going to give it to the
heirs.
To the heirs.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 77 years old and I ain't got a penny right, this morning.
Right, right. Now when Citizens Bank, when people were wiped out, was it, do you think, worse? Did some people get their money back and not others?
I ain't never heard tell nobody. I know none of the blacks did.
Yeah. Do you think some whites got their money back?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. Back there, you don't know what's going
right,
on.
Right.
But all you know that the bank.
Right.
And the bank was right there where you got the library, on Middle Street, that
mm-hmm.
big building.
Right.
That's where the bank was. And that morning, I remember, just as good as anything, the bank. And Papa had lost. They thought they were going, the bank was closed, but they thought that after get things straightened out,
yeah,
they would give the money back or do something.
Right.
They ain't, this morning they ain't done
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
And then they got the idea. And then you go to the bank to borrow money, you can't borrow a penny.
Right.
You can put your money right now.
Yeah.
People can holler about Jim Crow. They got a lot of Jim Crow right now.
Yeah.
Because you got collateral.
Right.
You go to the bank, they won't let you have a dime.
Yeah.
But yet, before you go there, you got to have collateral. Your collateral ain't worth nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this man can go out there, this white man can go out there. He ain't got nothing.
Right.
He want a car.
Mm-hmm.
He go in the bank, let him have anything he want to have. But do you think that's fair?
No.
Right now. That's happening right now.
Right.
You ain't got to go back.
Mm-hmm.
And right now you can go in a store. I watched it. If this is where you got to be waited on,
right,
they'll pick every white person. You got to stand there and be last. I've done it so much.
Right,
right here in Newbern,
right,
here recently.
Mm-hmm.
I go to pay a bill.
Mm-hmm.
You stand there, they'll reach all over you.
Right, right.
Now what is that but still Jim Crow? And people, if you watch it, see a lot of people just overlook and keep going.
Right.
But I'm a sensitive person. I've been through all this years ago. I used to have to, you go to New York or go to anywhere, you got to sit on the back of the bus.
Mm-hmm.
Now you come from New York, you get to Richmond. You sit anywhere on the bus. But when you get to Richmond, you got to get in the back
right,
of the bus. Then when you leave Richmond and come into the South, they have made black people sitting right to the back of the bus.
Right.
Made when a white person get up, keep from him standing up. He make the black
right,
people, don't care how many miles you got to stand,
right,
they'll take your seat.
Mm-hmm.
You don't come all the way from New York and everywhere else, or Washington, D.C.
Right.
somewhere, you got to stand up. And when I come home after 51. Now, I lived in Wilmington and got married the second time in 42. My sister died in 41, Papa died in 42, and I got married in 42. We went to move, my husband and I, he worked to the shipyard in Wilmington.
Oh, okay.
And when we went to Wilmington, you couldn't go, everything was signs, white, black,
right,
white, black.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way it was in Wilmington. When we left Wilmington, we went to Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
When that's the first of the children going to an integrated school, when we've been in 51.
Mm-hmm.
But when I come back down south, coming down here to visit Mama, I drive back down there. You stop, I look at some of the places right now, on 43. You come from after you get in North Carolina, Roanoke Rapids, and they're coming on down.
Right.
You start from Emporia. You go in Emporia, that was adjoining North Carolina. You couldn't get a sandwich.
Right.
You, if you go, you go to the back door.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to stand out there at the back door to get you, right, like you were an animal or something.
Right.
You go, I had the children in the car. You go, stop. They ain't got no place for you to go to the bathroom. What they got is out there in the flies, and it's filthy. You don't even want to go in it.
Right.
But they had nice bathrooms. Mm-hmm. It had a sign, white only, black. And then you go for a drink of water. Now, they're taking money. You go to the service station, go get gas. They'll fill your tank up. But you ask for a drink of water, they got a cooler right there. You looking right at the cooler. No water. But they take your money for your gas. And that's the way they did up until when I left Washington. And way up in there, even after they called themselves some places along the road, they still didn't want it,
right,
to serve.
Right, right. Now, did you find a big difference then between going from Virginia into North Carolina? Or was,
well,
it the same
thing? It's the same thing. From,
okay,
from after you leave Richmond.
Richmond. So Richmond was sort of the border?
That was sort of like
Mason
the border.
And Dixon.
Right, right. Okay. Right.
And after you leave Richmond, you could take any kind of ferry to come along.
Mm-hmm.
But that's, they hand it out to you. Don't care how you look or how